This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 46. This one's titled Catty Queen. And Mike, we've got Christina Ceremi on and our Catty Queen later in this episode, man. What's going down?
What's going on, ODB? How you doing, brother?
Everything is good in the hood. We just had Thanksgiving. I know we had Black Friday, long weekend for some of us. I know you had Thanksgiving off as well. What's going down in your hood, man?
Dude, over in my hood, my mother like to call it the Murray Mansion. I don't know why everybody thinks I live in a mansion, but anyway, we've been trying to get everything decorated and get ready for Christmas coming up. So we got the tree. The tree is up. Got it decorated, of course, but we got Mrs. Murray. She's got all her decorations down, and she's decorating the inside of the house. And I've been putting all the lights all over the palm trees on the outside. So that's pretty much how we always spend our weekend after Thanksgiving, decorating the house and just getting ready, because here coming up, we both got our birthdays coming up in December. She's got her work Christmas party coming up. She always does her cookie party in December. So December is usually pretty busy. So we always try to get everything done this weekend. And of course it's work again. So that Christmas rush. So this is our weekend to get everything ready for the coming month. That's for sure. And of course we had, Thanksgiving here at the house. So we had about 35 we don't have Thanksgiving, we have Friendsgiving is what we call it. And so we had 35 of us over here, you know, friends and family, but everybody's over here at our place and had tons of food and really enjoyed ourselves, that's for sure.
Nice, man. Well, I want to give a quick shout out to a guy named Jason, I think it's Krennic, K-R-E-N-E-K. You can find him on Instagram. It's J-K-R-E-N-E-K, and he hit me up yesterday, Mike, in Facebook Messenger, and I was over at my parents doing a few things, and he goes, hey, man, what's your phone number? You care if I give you a call real quick? And I was kind of a little busy, and I go, yeah, I'll make some time. What's up? Well, he was hanging out at a convention, and he had his BMX stuff all set up, and the legendary Bill Allen from RAD was there, and he put me on the phone with him for like 5 minutes, dude. So,
dude, that is awesome. That is awesome. So, what about Our Lifestyle, the podcast interview with the man himself?
Well, I brought it up, and I said, "Hey, I would love to have you on." He said he'd be down. So, we're hoping we can score that. He's been on several other podcasts, like, you know, BMX and things like that, but obviously, big cult following. So, what was awesome is Jason, you know, he listened to the episode with Charles Armstrong. He's in subculture. And he was like, man, I know someone that would love to talk to you based upon, you know, him just kind of knowing I'm into BMX and into that movie. So huge shout out to him, man. That was really cool.
Oh, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. You know what, Jay? I'm going to throw this out there, man. One of the best memes all weekend so far, all over the interweb, has been all these people and these Walmarts of these Black Friday. Do you do any Black Friday shopping, Jay?
We did not this year.
All these memes of all these people fighting over damn big screen TVs. It absolutely blows my mind, dude. And it kills me watching these people just beat the crap out of each other because somebody butts somebody in line, or there's only 10 of these these TVs at each store, and you know, the 11th person sitting here trying to pay off the 10th person so they can get that TV. And it just, I think it's hilarious, brother. Absolutely hilarious how these people spend all day in these lines. And I was like, man, doesn't anybody work anymore? Come on, brother. What's going on with all this?
I know, man. Black Friday, it's taken on a life of its own. I think what's really good is that a lot of the companies open like at 6 o'clock or even earlier. And then obviously, I mean, even with Black Friday, anytime I buy something, if it's a TV, knock on wood, I haven't had to buy one of those in many years, I always research it. And usually I can get it online with no tax and, you know, it's pretty cheap. But I know there's sometimes, you know, there are some deals out there to get on Black Friday. A few years ago, I got the Xbox for my son, and I think we saved like $150. But I went there super early. Nobody was really there. Got my stuff, went home, went back to bed. So, yeah, I'm not too crazy about all that.
Yeah, Shannon and the girls, they went out Thursday night for a while and stayed out. I don't know exactly how late because I went to bed. But then they got back up Friday morning and went back out again. But I can promise you they were not fighting nobody over no damn big screen TV at Walmart or anywhere else that they went.
Because, no tickle me Elmos and Beanie Babies and all that crap.
Hey, the Cabbage Patch Kids are back again too. I know Shannon was saying that she used to have the Cabbage Patch Kids back in the day. You know, that was a big thing, she said, you know, this year as well. Just throwing this out there, Jay, because I think you might like these things. I don't know, but I know you like Lincolns. But did you see Drop and Wear drops a new Cadillac shirt?
No, I honestly haven't been online as much. I did not see that.
Yeah, they just dropped a new Cadillac shirt. So maybe we can get a hold of them and can talk to them about put them out a Lincoln shirt, brother.
Well, they do have one Lincoln shirt out, believe it or not.
Yeah, but it's time for a new one.
I hassled them a long time, and they finally put one out. But it was pretty cool, man. You know what? I'm looking on Instagram now. I do see the new shirt. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, John always kills it. He always does a good job, and always look forward to the new things. And they got some other cool new things over there as well. But I just, you know, noticed that that Cadillac shirt. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of a shout out, I definitely want to give a huge shout out to Greg Miller over at Scraping the Coast, which is a part of that Custom Car Show Productions. I'm really looking forward to Orange Beach Invasion, Mike. And I know we're going to talk a lot more about this as we kind of move into the new year. But what's going to be awesome is we're going to try to put together a cruise, and we're going to try to get everybody there. It's an awesome venue. I know you went last year with the homie Daniel Smith and family. So, you know, huge shout out to Greg and the Custom Car Show Productions, and specifically Orange Beach Invasion, because that's next on our radar, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But hey, man, you can't forget before Orange Beach Invasion. We got this little show down there in Tampa, Florida called Doing It in the Dark.
Yeah, I know, but I was trying to give Greg some props there, man. But we know about
Greg. Greg don't need no more damn props. Come on, man. Who's Greg Miller anyway?
Hey, man, he's one of the top sponsors, man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry, Greg.
Greg, we got to take this guy out, man. Seriously.
He just voided that check.
Yeah, no doubt. So really, kind of some of the updates I got, really just trying to finish these two classes I'm taking right now with it and working on the Lincoln and doing the podcast and, you know, everyday job and, you know, parent, things like that. It's definitely been busy. It was nice to have a little extra time off with the holiday, and now we're moving towards Christmas, so that's going to be a little bit crazy. And really, man, that's really what's been going on in my world. What else you got going on, Mike?
I tell you what I did get the other day, because my mailman's running really late right now because, you know, there's Amazon's keeping the post office really busy. And believe me, I ain't complaining because that's just dollar signs to me. But the other day I got home around 7 o'clock. Mailman hadn't come yet. And so about 5, it was like 7:15. Here comes the mailman. So I go out, I check my mail, and sure enough, I pull out my mail, look down, and boom, there's the brand new all-time low magazine issue number 11. And man, I tell you what, Rich and crew is absolutely killing it over there at All Time Low Magazine. And if you haven't seen it yet, this is pretty much the, I'm calling it the Toyota issue. Because we got Thomas 98 Toyota Tacoma on the front cover. And, of course, our girl Kate Simpson with facelift and Freak Show. Everybody knows Freak Show. That truck's been around forever, and it's absolutely a timeless art piece. And never ages because this thing's absolutely beautiful and just completely badass. And so, you know, we got features of all three of these badass Toyotas in this issue. And it's got some show coverage of Camp and Drag, Slamology, Scraping the Coast, our boy Scraping the Coast again, Greg Miller, and Slamboree, the Spark Show, and One Day Slam. So, I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 different shows with at least 3 to 4 different pages of show coverage, you know, for each show. So they definitely got tons of show coverage. You got all kinds of features. And you don't have to worry about all these ads. So Rich is definitely killing it with All Time Low Magazine. So if you guys haven't yet checked out All Time Low Magazine, make sure y'all go to alltimelowmagazine.com and get that subscription. I know they got all kinds of banners. So I just got my Freak Show banner in as well. All Time Low stickers. They got some new stickers coming out. Got an All Time Low shirt. And some hats and all kinds of good stuff over there. So definitely check them out and get your, you know, support the real man, because these guys are, you know, mini truckers and they're doing their thing for the scene. And putting out a badass magazine as well. So definitely. And then not only that, but in the back page here, our girl, Miss Cadillac herself is on the, got a picture of her here in the back page.
And our caddy queen in the house.
Yes, our caddy queen is here on the back page. So definitely a badass magazine. So you guys definitely check it out and go subscribe and support the real.
Yeah,
as Jay would say,
real deal holy fan, and she's representing No Regrets. So definitely looking forward to hearing this interview. It's really cool. Hopefully you guys will appreciate it. The other thing I was going to mention was I know this weekend. Well, let me start with this. With the last episode, which was Lincoln Addict, we dropped our 2.0 logo, and we kind of did a little subliminal there. I uploaded it before I uploaded that that podcast about a week ago, and some people caught on, and they were texting us saying, hey, it looks great. Then I posted it up. So big ups to iCandy Designs. I know RJ, you know, he had one of his guys helping him. And they did a great job. Really love the spin on the whole Rad logo. That's what we were aiming for. Bright colors. And we're going to do a lot of things with that logo. But soon, as many of you have asked, and as I've mentioned, we are going to have hats available. So RJ is going to be working on those. Hopefully we'll have those in the next couple weeks. I know some of you have expressed interest. So more to come there, Mike.
Oh, I can't wait, brother. We definitely need some swag, and so we can start, you know, wearing it out and about. And I know we got a bunch of people that have reached out to us and want to support. So definitely, hopefully, we can get those hats out here soon, and hopefully more to come as far as, you know, stickers and shirts as well. So definitely be on the lookout for that, and love the new. The new logo, and you know, obviously, you can tell who inspired that logo, and who was behind the making of that logo. I'm not going to mention no names. We all know what his favorite movie is, so but that's all good because it looks cool as shit. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, we had the Turkey Rod Run. I think it's called Daytona Turkey Run, but if you live in Florida, you call it the Turkey Rod Run. It's just what it's called. And if anybody has been on Instagram, you probably saw some photos that popped up. There were some epic C10s there. Big John was there from Aftermath. I know a lot of different people. Roro, of course, from Mini Madness. We had some of the Severed guys, I think, there. But, Mike, I'm telling you, some of the photos that popped up really made me kick myself in the ass because I really was supposed to go and I had some other things pop up and I said, you know what, let me reprioritize some things I got going on this weekend. I will not miss it next year. And I know you're looking forward to hitting it up again as well.
Yeah, but like we were talking about earlier before we started recording, this is our weekend to get a lot of stuff, you know, because we're busy. You know, and like we've said before, man, we can't be everywhere. I'd love to be, you know, go to every show every weekend and because there's pretty much a show every weekend. But, you know, like we talked about earlier, this is our weekend and we get a lot of stuff caught up on. And because like we said before, Jay, we're busy guys. So this was our weekend to get a lot of stuff caught up. And obviously, if we're going all the way to Daytona, that's not going to happen. We ain't getting nothing done if we're at Daytona. But there was some badass shit there, as there always is, and tons of stuff always there. And, you know, definitely go on social media and watch it all. And I'm sure you've seen the video of the 8-door Ford doing the donuts in the parking lot.
I did.
You know, yeah, completely. He's cool. And, you know, so I guess he really needs that attention, huh? But whatever. You know how I feel about that crap. But easiest way and quickest way of getting kicked out of somewhere is sitting there doing donuts, especially something that big and that noticeable. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yep.
Exactly. So, but no, I mean, all the pictures all over the internet, all over Instagram, and you brought up John Lopez and the Aftermath crew. I tell you what, man, those guys roll together, and they look damn good every time they go somewhere. And so, shout out to, you know, Aftermath and John Lopez and his crew, because man, those guys, they look good together when they're sitting out there in their row. That's for damn sure.
That they do. So before we go to the scene updates, I got a huge announcement, Mike, and you don't even know.
Uh-oh.
You have not even heard this.
Now you're keeping shit from me, ODB. What the hell? I thought we were a partner, man.
I thought we were boys.
Got
to keep it fresh, man. I was like, this one cannot leak anywhere.
All right, let's hear it.
So, Bada Bing is going up for sale, man.
Oh, snap. Now, I did not have any idea about that.
So it's, you know, like Tom Petty said, my dad and I used to always talk about that song. It's time to move on. It's time to get going. I've owned the truck this past August for 20 years. I bought it in August of 97. I've been through a great run with it. I mean, Jimmy's Running Customs did so much to the truck. I love the truck. It's just, how better way can I say it? It's just time to move on. It's brought me a lot of joy. You know, my pops, rest in peace. It brought him a lot of joy. Man, we had great times going all over the nation. It doesn't mean that it's going to sell overnight. I am going to put it up for sale here this week. So for anybody that's interested, I'm not going to give the truck away. And the good thing is I'm in a position that if it doesn't sell, you know, it's okay. I really am going to be actively looking to sell it. Someone that picks it up can keep it, you know, the way it is and maintain it. They can easily put a 350 in or an LS motor and really enjoy it. But, you know, I did want to make that announcement on the podcast because I know a lot of people listen and I want to make sure, you know, there's transparency because I know some people are going to be scratching their head going, well, what the hell gives? It's just time to move on. It really is. And I love the truck. Going to move on to some bigger and better things, Mike, that I'll talk about here in the next few episodes. But, you know, for now, it is what it is, man.
Hey, like, that's your call, brother. It's one of those things that, man, I just don't know how the hell you can get rid of that thing. And, but like you said, it's time to move on. And I'm sure you got big plans, and I'm sure I already know exactly what your big plans are. But I look forward to hearing it, you know, from you and look forward to see what you got in store, because I'm sure that there's a car that's in your garage that's going to benefit from the sale of Bada Bing. And the first person I'd send a message to, just throwing this out there, is our boy Fester, because that's another one of those pieces of mini truck history. And I bet you Fester would probably like to have another piece of mini truck history right there.
I know, right? So you just never know. I know Pascal's been actively trying to sell Stranger. You know, he's kind of tossed it around a little bit and that type of thing. But, you know, again, just love the truck, love what everybody's done to really help me out, a lot of my friends and things like that. You know, Vic helped me a lot to get the truck back together after we had the motor rebuilt for Slamfest. And it was a lot of fun. I had Tom at Building Acrylic Fantasies made me that awesome billet wheel stand, which was really awesome. I always wanted to display the truck with one wheel off, with those Colorado custom South Beach wheels off the truck. You know, one of those, I should say. It was great. It's been an awesome run. And like you said, there's some other things I've got kind of in the mix. I have been actively working on JFK ride, obviously, and there's some other things that I'm kind of working on. So, you know, hey, if it sells for what I'm asking for, great. If it doesn't and people think I'm crazy, so be it. I mean, that's ODB. I am a little crazy, as you guys know. You know what I mean?
All right, so let's throw it out there. What are you looking for Bada Bing?
Well, so I'm glad you asked. What I'm going to do is I've been putting together my blog post, and it's going to have the photos in there, and it's going to have a nice little description, nothing too crazy, yeah, a nice little overview, and then it's going to have the price, boom, right there. So when you see it, you know, I know some people are going to say, hey, it's a mini truck, it's not worth that much. You know, we had the homie John.
But Jay, it's just another S10. I mean, come on.
Right. We had the homie Josh Criswell from San Diego build a super sick C10 that came out of Daytona, shipped it over there, bone stock, built it with all Porter build, some crazy LS9 motor, blah, blah, you know, all kinds of badass shit. Drove the truck a few months, and he said, I'm selling it. He put it up for $65,000. People thought he was crazy. Next thing you know, the truck sold. So, you know, my truck's not a C10. It's an S10. Everybody knows that. And, you know, I think the price will be fair. You know, I think if there's active buyers that are really interested, they might come to the table and say, hey, I've got this. You know, you're asking that. Hey, by all means, there's always going to be that negotiating piece in there. But for the most part, the price that I posted at, that's going to be what I'm looking for. So, you know, people that are going to come in that are like half, you know, hey, I'll trade you my Geo Metro and like, you know, 10 grand. No, it's not going to be one of those. I'm not even going to put it on modified. And I think I'm going to stick to the blog post and kind of share it on Facebook. And then if the time comes, then I'll put it on. There's a couple of different websites that I visit a lot that I think that it would go, you know, well on, but it's definitely not going to go on modified, because even on there, on modified, you'll say no trades and you'll have people that are like, dude, I've got this Ford Fiesta. I mean, it's sick. You know, you're going to want it. It's like, no, dude, delete, delete, delete.
All right, Jay. So after that long roundabout question answer there, how much are you asking for it?
It's going to be on the blog post. So boom, I got to keep you guys in suspense.
Oh, Jay, the suspense is killing me. Suspense is killing me.
So, but that's what's going down. Now, Mike, I know you don't want me to bring this up, but are we going to see the Tahoe at doing it in the dark or anywhere between now and doing it in the dark? I know you want to get that thing going.
I would love to get that thing going. And actually, with that being said, I'm not trying to outdo you here, because by far the Tahoe is definitely nothing compared to Bada Bing.
Don't tell me you're selling it.
No, Jay. Why would I say that?
Well, because you said you're not trying to outdo me, man. I mean, I'm thinking. Hey,
well, that's what I'm saying. But it will not be. It will not be at doing it in the dark.
Okay.
But hopefully by then it will. Well, it'll definitely be there by then. I'm not going to put no pressure on our boy D. Smith over at Smithworks. But it'll be over in his shop, and the paint and bodywork will be in progress, because what I would like to do is have it paint and body work and ready to go for Scraping the Coast. And then from Scraping the Coast, I'd like to go ahead and have it ready for interior, to where we can get this thing done and have it done and ready by Slamfest 2018. That is the plan, because I've already said this and said that and pushed it and waited this long. So now that is the plan. It's actually almost ready to start up, startup over there. It's over at Keith with Gulf Coast Customs, and it's almost ready to start up over there and turn over, and I can't wait to hear this thing. It's been a long time coming, and definitely looking forward to it. But so we'll see.
Cool,
we'll
man.
See. But well, man, it is definitely no Bada Bing.
Oh come on, man. That's a nice truck, man.
Hey, but I'm telling you, I got five on it, Jay. If that's what you're looking for, what you're looking for Bada Bing, I got five on it.
I'm telling you, like the loonies, what? You know, what's badass? I don't know if I've ever brought.
So you're
this
not
up.
Taking my $5,000 is what you're telling me, Jay? Okay.
Well, right, you know, right. I mean, I got to turn down. You know, it's like, come on, man. what's cool? I don't know if I've ever mentioned this is Shock G, who you know was Humpty. Everybody knows the Humpty dance, dun dun dun. And then of course, you know, he put the Loonies out. He was kind of with them. He was with Tupac. You know, with Digital Underground. But his mother lives not too far from where I live. So my buddy Paul, I think it was a couple weeks ago, he was over at his in-laws, which is, you know, a few minutes from where he lives. And Shock G was walking down the street because, you know, we've always heard like he hangs out in Lutz Land of Lakes when he comes to visit his mom. He stays there. And he was like, hey, are you Shock Jesus? And he was only referred to that like as like I think on one album. And he kind of looked at him like, what? But, you know, I just had to bring that up. I don't know where that I don't know. Something you said sparked that. Oh,
hey,
you said I got
good.
Five on it. So of course that's you know that's my tie in there.
All right, so we're starting the bidding at $5,000 then, right, Jay?
Yeah, but there's gonna be a reserve price in there, so then if it doesn't hit that price, it's just like out the window, you know what I mean?
Hey, I see that. I'm just calling it now. I see that truck going to Japan. That's all I'm gonna say.
Dude, that would be sick, man. Then I wouldn't have to see it at any shows and be like, what did I do? My wife said I could keep the truck, but I just, like I said, I got some other things. And, you know, it's possible. I don't know, but I may try to sell my dually as well. But I'm telling you, I love that truck. Everybody knows I got that C30 Addict page on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I love dualies. I got the truck for such a fair price. I threw the topper on it, lowered it on Beltec suspension. I really don't want to sell the dually, but you know, like I said, I've got some things in the works, and I think it's going to work out. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Now the Lincolns, everybody knows Lincoln Addict was episode 45. I don't want to steal Christina's thunder because she's the caddy queen, but I have been trying to catch up to her. I took the homie Tony Boss Boland's. He gave me a rear section of a 65 Lincoln. So he had already cut it down over at the shop, and I knew that I was going to have to trim it down some more. So I got that kind of trimmed down right where it needs to be. Got it pretty much to the point where Richard at Simplistic is going to do just a tad bit of body work where there's a little bit of rot down towards the quarter panels, and then he's going to shoot it for me, hopefully in the next few weeks. But really, I want to get that as a little roller, maybe on some casters, and then I'll be able to kind of have that, throw the bumper back on, hook up the taillights, and have a nice little bench, dude. Something cool, man. I'm stoked about that, Mike.
Hell yeah. No, like I said before, man, I look forward to seeing you get rid of Bada Bing. I look forward to seeing what's next, that's for sure.
Always cooking up something, man. You know what I mean? But really, I guess to kind of wind this down, I mean, sports have been a little crazy. I know the Bucks.
Sports.
Have they been treating you well, Mike, or what?
Oh, yeah, man. What do we got, 4 wins? Hey, let's go ahead and just put it up there. Who's going to have more wins at the end of the year, the Bucks or the damn Packers? Because last I looked, I think you guys were at – are y'all at 5 wins, I think?
Yeah, it's something like that. That's
– that's today we went and did the family portraits picks this weekend, so or today. So I'll be honest with you, I didn't even watch the Bucks game. I just know that we had went to the store, and when we were at the store, I seen another guy wearing his Buccaneer shirt, and he didn't look very happy. So I looked at him, I said, I'm guessing we didn't win. And he goes, please. So that's as far as our conversation went. And I know, I tell you what, I don't know. I know tonight's going to be interesting for you guys because the wife's a Steelers fan. You're the Packer fan. So tonight, Packers and Steelers. They're in Pittsburgh, so it's going down. It's going to be happening at the Ballard compound tonight.
I'm telling you. And one of her family member, or friends or family members put up on Facebook, like, earlier in the day, they said, hey, we're trying to get rid of our tickets if ever anybody wants them. And Maddie was like, man, only if we were there, you could get to see the stadium on the inside, and you get to see the Packers play there. I was like, oh, snap. It's definitely going down to Heinz Field. I have a feeling the Packers may not win this one, but you're right, Mike. I just had to look it up. They are 5-5.
5-5. Okay, that's what I thought. I thought they were one better than we were. So we lost today, and so we're 4-7. Yeah, it's the season. It's not doing so well this year. That's for sure. And so I'm seeing. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you guys will do it, but I don't think we're going to be bringing back our head coach. I think this might be his last year because they're calling for it. So I don't think he's coming back. But there again, we got such bandwagon fans anyway that I don't even know if they really even care. So it is what it is.
You got to bring back. I just Greg Schiano. Remember, he was a fucking nut. He had him on. It was the formation. It was like, okay. It's the end of the game. It's the end of the game. The game is over, and he's like, "You don't quit on me." And he has the guys diving over people, like, you know, practically getting hurt. And I'm going, "Now listen, there's a Vince Lombardi way of coaching. Like, you know, you're either 10 minutes early or you're late." But I mean, this guy was like taking it to like the next level. It's like, dude, the game's over, and you got people diving. So, but I always thought that was funny about Schiano.
Oh yeah, well, actually, don't be surprised. I think he's gonna be getting another head coaching gig here with all these firings in college football. Greg's gonna have him a new position here. He's gonna be a head coach somewhere. Yep. in college football. I'm almost certain of that. So the SEC is pretty much, if your name's not Nick Saban, they pretty much fired everybody else in the SEC this year.
Yeah, crazy. Well, the Warriors have been on a rampage, and I tell you what, man, they got their asses handed to them by OKC. So Oklahoma played them, and I'm telling you, I watched that game, and I'm going, holy crap, man, the Warriors got freaking stomped on, dude. So,
well, shit, if we're going to sit there and talk about basketball, fucking the Celtics are killing it, man. I think they finally did lose, but I think they had, what, a 16 or 17 game winning streak going.
Yeah, they did. They lost just the other day. They lost, I think, to Miami. But
yeah, I think that's who it was Miami. But I tell you what, it's one of those things. I think they're gonna take over that East. Our boy LeBron. I think his run's almost over.
Yeah, let's hope, man. We got all the LeBron haters on the podcast. You know, listen. Nah, but
hey, it's all good. We try to give them a little something, you know. Yeah. But you know, hey, actually, you know what? Let's go back to the scene real quick, Jay. Let's. I was sitting there doing this earlier, and I was going over the schedule of shows for next year, and just real quick, this is, I know for sure, is what I'm doing next year. February, last weekend of February, is LST. We got the first Saturday in March doing it in the dark. March, which is going to be 16th, 17th, and 18th, Orange Beach Invasion, like we talked about. First weekend of April, we got Forbidden Fantasy. You know, shout out to our boy, Mr. Good, and make sure you guys check out Grindr TV. And because of you, Jay, I've been checking out, talking about Grindr TV. Our boy Mikey has got
Low Life Mikey Show?
Low Life Mikey Show. And then, you know, what else I found from those guys was, is it the Custom Show Frank?
Yes.
I know that's – yes. I've been watching that too, man, and I really like that. It's just like it's a behind-the-scenes type deal. He was just over there at a show over there in Cali, and he was there with the rest of his club, and it just the Day to Remember, I believe, is what it was called. It was the Chubb Show, and I just watched that video. And mad props to Frank, man. I really enjoy watching his videos as well. I think it's Custom Life, I think is what it's called.
It's Custom Life with a K. And you'll see the video. It's called A Day to Remember Mini Truck in 2017. It's a really cool video.
Perfect.
It's about, I don't know, 12 minutes. But it's kick-ass.
Yeah.
We'll post a link in our in the closed group that we have, which is the Airhead Nation.
Exactly. And he does it. I really enjoy watching his videos. I like him. I like his personality and I like his videos. And it's like a, you know, behind the scenes type deal. You know, we follow him from the hotel all the way to the show after, you know, the aftermath, the whole nine yards. So it's good times for sure. And then also while I'm thinking about it before I forget, Ruben, I just want to give a shout out to our listener, Ruben, because Ruben is always listening. Ruben's always posting. On Instagram, on Facebook, always giving us shout outs. Definitely appreciate Ruben for all his support all the time, every time. And so thank you, Ruben, man. Really appreciate it. So back to April of next year, 2018, the Southeast Mini Truck Nationals is going to be the 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. And then the following weekend is Battle in Bama. We got May 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then local show, because we're here in Tampa, Made of Steel is Friday the 18th and the 19th. And then we're going to go down to June because our boys from Sparkles Detail, they got the lowdown. That's going to be Friday, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then, of course, Scraping the Coast, which you'll hear plenty about Scraping the Coast coming up. But because I ain't going to lie, guys, that's one of my favorite shows. June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Scraping the Coast. And I'm going to stop there in June because that's pretty much where I stopped as far as doing shows. But those are all the shows that I plan on going to for sure next year. And obviously there's more shows than that. But those are the shows that I'll be attending next year for sure.
Hells yeah, man. That's a nice little list. So as we kind of wind it down, we've got something that I've been hinting at. Hopefully in the next week or two, I'll post more details late January, mid to late January, I would say. We're trying to put together OLP Day, which is going to be something that we're going to hopefully have up here in the Tampa Bay area. It's going to be real low-key, so more info to come. Hopefully, if not on 47, on 48. So it depends how quickly we get 47 out. Also, really to kind of do some of the final shout-outs, definitely appreciate everyone that rates us on iTunes. So thank you. I don't think I've seen any new reviews. We'll read any new ones on the next episode and give shout outs. Mike mentioned Grindr TV. Brian has posted some new recent videos, including Dino's Get Down. He got that one out really quick. So make sure you go on YouTube and type in Grindr TV, and you'll see the Grindr TV page there. There's about 45,000 subscribers, and he's got 106 videos. So definitely a good guy there with Brian at Grindr to follow. You got Low Life Mikey's show. So Mike alluded to that, and it's a great one to follow. Of course, Custom Car Show Production. So you heard the ad at the beginning of the podcast, but not only do we have Orange Beach Invasion, which we talked about, and Scraping the Coast, but also you have Sick Nick and you have Slamber Party. So we're going to have Greg back on very soon to talk about these shows. Sparkles Detail, what do you say about Tim and Tanya, Miggity Mike?
Hey, support the clean team that supports the scene. And, of course, they're always supporting OLP. So if you know if they're supporting OLP, then we definitely got to support those guys because they are pretty much at a show almost every weekend supporting the scene. So make sure you guys support the clean team that supports the scene.
That's real deal. Holyfield. Also, you got Morgan Hernandez over at Vire. So we're going to have her back on probably on the next episode to talk a little bit about SEMA and to talk about some things that Vire has in the works. And then, of course, Mike already hit on All Time Low Magazine. So great team there. Definitely appreciate what they do. They put out a premium product at a very fair price. So if you go out there and subscribe, as Mike mentioned, you can follow them on Instagram as well. We appreciate what they do. But Mike, any parting words for OLP Nation?
OLP Nation, Airhead Nation. Guys, get ready because our next episode, we are the end of year. We're going to talk about our favorite shows. We're going to talk about our favorite events. We're going to talk about our favorite of 2017, our favorite vehicles, our favorite magazine, our favorite feature, our favorite. We're just going to come up with all kinds of different favorites and best ofs and all that good stuff for 2017, because guys, unfortunately, it's almost a wrap for 2017. So start posting those things up, you know, give us some feedback, tell us what your favorites were, and we're going to give you ours. And this doesn't mean that it's right, doesn't mean that it's wrong, it's just ours, okay? So if we upset anybody, too bad, it's just our opinion. But with that being said, Airhead Nation, we are out.
We got you. Stay tuned right now. We're going to roll into Christina Ceremes and our Caddy Queen's interview. We appreciate her and our Caddy Queen in the house. We got you. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 46, and we're coming at you live and direct with Christina Ceremi, a.k.a. NR Caddy Queen. What's going down, Christina?
What's up?
Not too much. Hopefully, I got your last name right, because you got the Z is silent, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. All right. So I got to make sure. I know I messed up Erica's when we had her on recently. So let's get right into this. So for the listeners out there, this is Christina, and she's also known as the Caddy Queen, and that's definitely for a reason. You bleed Cadillac. There's no doubt about it. So tell us, Christina, how did you get involved in the custom automotive scene?
Oh, man, it started when I was super young. You know, I grew up with my dad. He built a 51 Henry J in the garage, and my older brother were 5 years apart, and he had a Toyota lifted and stuff, and my dad helped him rebuild the motor, and it's pretty much just kind of runs in my family. We used to go to the drag strip all the time, hot rod shows, hot August night. Started off with those, and I grew up in South Sac, where it's like a huge lowrider scene. We would go to those shows and go to the drag strip and other hot rod shows.
That's awesome. Well, you know, and to me, like when you're talking about some of these things, like one of my homies, he loves the drag strip and things like that. But when I think of California and I think of the palm trees and I think of the hot rod scene and the low riders, I mean, it's like a perfect state to live in. And I'm sure like you, and we're going to get into this, cruising your Cadillac around like where you live and shit. I mean, it's just got to be a great feeling to live in Cali, huh, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like a custom capital. It's everything. It's got every genre, mini trucks, low riders, hot rods, customs, bombs, everything.
That's what's up right there. So I know your old school rides are a 59 and a 65 coupe. So you have the 59 Cadillac and you got the 65 coupe. The 65, a lot of people are going to see, we're going to post a lot of photos of it. We did recently post a great photo. You can see Christina with her tattoos and stuff, and we'll get into that. But I saw that AccuAir recently shared the pic. You know, can you give us a little history on how the 65 got to where it is today?
Yeah, definitely. I bought it all original in 2009, and within a month had it bagged on the 22s that I had on it for up until last year before I put the intros on it. And it was like that for a while. I mobbed it. You know, at that time, I didn't have a whole lot of money. I was still building my C10, and you know, I kind of took time away from that and started getting more and more into the Cadillac. And just over the years, I started doing the interior and then the paint and chrome. And last year, actually year before last, I did the LS swap. Well, technically an LQ9 Escalade 6.0. And then finally, this last year, I decided to put billets on it. And once I put the billets on it, it took it to a whole new level, and it blew up even harder than it did when I debuted it.
Yeah, I'll say it was like the icing on the cake. And what's awesome to hear you, Christina, talk about like the evolution of that really badass 65 is like you just never quit, and it's gotta be a good feeling, because like I know guys, like even me, I get stuck in a rut. I'm trying to get my car going. I know guys that go 5 years and don't get anything done, but one thing that I see, like, in your car, it's, you know, it's 2017. You've had that thing, you know, what, 8 years. You, like, never stop. It's always, you know, you're posting some cool photos or you're getting some work done. And that's got to be a good feeling for it to be, to, for you to see the evolution of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it, you know, I always say, oh, it's done. But, I mean, well, clearly we all know they're never really done. I mean, I have 100 more ideas for it that I still want to do to it. And I keep wanting to add stuff to it or my little custom flair, because I always try to stand out and be different and not copy other people's stuff. And I just kind of keep telling myself I need to chill and step away from it, because I really want to get started on my 59.
Yeah, I know the feeling, because, like me, I'm so addicted. I mean, obviously, episode 45, I talk about being the Lincoln addict. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, every night I'm on Craigslist or eBay and I'm just looking to see, hey, is there anything out there? Is there a good deal? And I'm sure you kind of know the feeling where it's just like you just sometimes can't step away.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I should probably block myself on Craigslist from being able to search Cadillac, because it's where a lot of the problem happens. But that's where I found my 59, was on Craigslist within 2 hours of it being posted. So, I mean, I can't blame it all that much.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what I'm saying. The next kind of idea and question that I have is Greg Miller, who with Custom Car Show Productions, he's a frequent guest on the podcast. And, you know, there's a lot of different shows, including Scraping the Coast, that he puts on with his company. What was it like when you were approached about putting that 65 coupe, your 65 coupe, on the Scraping the Coast show flyer for this year's show?
I mean, I was really blown away by it. That was actually before I put the billets on it. I took it to Forbidden, and I didn't actually meet Greg there at all. I didn't even know that he was there. And after that show, you know, he hit me up and said, you know, I saw your car at Forbidden. I love it. You know, would you be interested in letting me use it for the show flyer and show shirts? And of course, I was like, that's so badass. You know, it's very humbling, just to see how many people, you know, respect and love my car, for what it is and want to use it for things like that. It still blows me away.
Yeah. I think the color is epic, and then the stance, and it's just a complete car. It has so many nice little things done. And I liked how you pointed out that it was an LS swap, but it's technically the LQ9. You know, you got to reinforce that, because everybody sees those motors and they're like, oh, that's an LS swap, you know?
Right. And that's usually why, you know, when people are like, oh, what is it? And I'm like, I'll just say it's an, you know, and if somebody that isn't into cars, I'll just say it's an LS. But if it's somebody who knows what they're talking about, you know, I'll tell them straight up that it's an LQ9. But when I tell people who aren't into cars it's an LQ9, they're like, what is that? And then you have to go into the whole explanation, and it's just easier just to say it's an LS swap.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I'm a Seinfeld fan, and that brought up one of the episodes. They always run through my mind where Jerry, he's calling it a European carry-all. It looked like one of those stupid pouches people wear, and he gets purse snatched. And the cop's going, he's going, hey, stop that guy. He's got my European carry-all. And the guy's going, what? He goes, my purse. Got the purse. So it's kind of like, you know, what you're saying. It's like, look, it's an LS. It's an LS, you know. And then if somebody knows what's going on, then you can tell them the truth, you know. It's an LQ.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Exactly.
Well, Forbidden Fantasy, I know that was in Laughlin, Vegas. How far a drive was that for you? I know, like, you know, obviously, like, you probably trailered over to there because that's a long, but how far away are you from that show?
Oh, my God. So that was a trip. So basically, Vegas is like 8 hours, 45 minutes from me, because I'm in Sacramento, which is NorCal. So it isn't that far, but, I mean, obviously, trailering in California, it's 55. I mean, technically, do we really go 55? No. But, you know, my buddy Sean, he's not in my chapter anymore, but he moved to Tennessee, and he's in No Regrets out there. He has the bagged and bodied dually, and he had just bodied it. And I talked him into towing my car down there, and forever I couldn't find a trailer because my car is so damn wide. So I finally found a gooseneck, rented it, and we trailered down there. And on the way down there, people are posting, you know, if you're going to Forbidden, turn around. There's a sandstorm. It's getting nuts. And all I could think about was my car was just going to get sandblasted and my paint was going to be ruined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of people are like, oh, fuck it. You know, just go through it. You'll get a new paint job. And I'm like, fuck that. I put so many years into this car. I'm not
right.
like that.
Right.
So I'm like, this is my baby. So we actually pulled over, and I mean, I know you're not supposed to put car covers on a car when you're trailering it, but I had no choice. It was either that or literally sandblast it.
Damn.
So stopped at Walmart, threw a car cover on it with some ratchet straps, and powered through the rest of the way. That was a long ass trip. It was like 11 and a half hours it ended up being, with all the stops and all that.
That's about that life right there.
It is.
That's cool. Well, thanks for sharing that story with us, because I knew that you were trying to get, you know, the trailer locked down for it. But now that you say it, I put two and two together, and I do remember people posting photos of the sandstorm. That's something we don't really have in Florida. So, you know, who would think you're going to a show and it's like, boom, you don't want your car to get sandblasted. So let me ask you this. How did your love for Cadillacs begin, Christina?
It began really young. You know, I used to go to car shows and I would tend to gravitate towards them. When I did see them, it really is just something that sets themselves apart from the rest of the cars. There's nothing like big Cadillac fins, especially, you know, in the 50s styles, the late 50s, early 60s. It's just, they truly are the standard of the world, and there's no other car like them to me.
Yeah, and it's no wonder that Elvis loved those cars. I mean, we've all heard those stories, and I think what's crazy to me is my dad was, he would always tell me the story about how one of his uncles had a Cadillac, and he would always look over at him and call him, you know, by his little nickname he had. And he said, don't feel like we're doing 100, does it? And when you think about those crazy sized cars and the motors they had, some of them were well over 400 or 500 cubic inches. What was your original motor in your car?
It's the original 429.
Okay.
And it's actually funny you say that, because the night that, I bought it, I drove 3 hours, to pick it up, and drove it 3 hours home, and it literally floated like a Cadillac. When they say it floats like a Cadillac, you truly don't know what that means unless you drive a Cadillac. It felt like you were driving on cloud.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and it's cool that you can go back to your origins of being like pretty young and remembering the cars, because, you know, it really reinforces, like, when you look at, you know, your car and how you've decorated your home, we'll talk a little bit about, and some of your tattoos. I mean, that love goes deep. So I can definitely appreciate that. I know the listeners will as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, when I was younger and when I would see Cadillacs and stuff like that, you would always think, you know, oh my God, those are really expensive, like luxury cars. And I never in a million years, you know, thought that I would own one. I mean, I didn't grow up from money or anything like that, or spoiled or whatnot. I, you know, I work for what I have, and here I am today. I have four of them. So,
I love it.
It can happen.
It can. So that brings me to the next question. Like, you're really killing it, in my opinion, with those cool vanity plates that you have. What vanity plates can you share with the listeners on some of your Cadillacs?
Well, I originally got Caddy Queen, CADYQWN, and I got that for my STS that I have. And earlier this year, I actually bought a new ATS, and I swapped that plate over to that one. And then, you know, I went back and forth on putting vanity plates on the 65 just because I do like the original plates. But I decided, you know, I really wanted to do Cad Queen, and I decided to do that because original black and yellow plates of California, are six letters mm-hmm. or numbers. And, you know, obviously there's seven spots, but the OG plates are always six. So it kind of worked out perfect that CADQWN was six, and California, I believe last year, finally brought back the black and yellow plate, where I was able to actually start getting those again. So as soon as they brought those back, I was like, I have to get those vanity plates.
Yeah, that's really rad. I love license plates, and one of my homies, Tony, was telling me, I think, like, sometimes when we see cars on eBay, they'll say they come with the original black plates, and he was even telling me, like, in Florida, I got to look this up, that you might be able to even register some of those plates. I know, like, in Florida, you can register if you have, like, a 1967 plate, you can register that on your 67 car. But I think it's great that California has brought that back, because that's kind of a part of their culture and their history in that state.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, it does kind of suck, though, because now that they brought it back, you don't have to, even though it's a 60s legacy plate, you don't have to put them on old vehicles. I'll see them on a brand new 2017 car here or there. I mean, you can get those black and yellows on pretty much, I mean, you can get them on anything now. So
okay,
it sucks seeing them on the new cars, I prefer them on, you know, the old 60s vehicles or 50s vehicles, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt. One thing that in Florida, they have an antique tag, which it costs a lot less, like per year, it might be, I don't know, 15 or 20 bucks. But the bad thing is you can't do vanity plates. So I'm like, it's like weighing, do I want to get a vanity plate for my cattle or my Lincoln, or do I want to just save the money? And it's kind of like, what do I do? So, but I do like the states, how they give you those options.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it comes at a pretty penny in California, but they definitely have options.
Right. I was going to say, I know the cost of living out there ain't cheap, so I won't even bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, people really think it's a misconception. They think that California is really expensive. I mean, it is, I'm sure, compared to some other states, but
it's
doable. Mean, NorCal to me. Yeah, I mean, and NorCal is way different than SoCal. SoCal, I've noticed, is a lot more expensive, gas prices, et cetera. But NorCal, I've born and raised here, and it really isn't. I don't know, maybe it's just because I lived here my whole life, but when I travel, I don't notice a difference really in costing of things.
Yeah, it's not like milk's $10 a gallon in California and it's $4 a gallon in Florida. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I refer to myself as the Lincoln addict on Instagram, and you know, you by far surpassed me in terms of your love for Cadillacs. Now, your love also extends to tattoos. So, when did kind of the love for the tattoos begin?
I actually always loved tattoos. When I was younger, I always swore that I would never get them. You know, my brother started getting them, and I, you know, just kind of shook my head at him, like, "Oh my God, you're ruining yourself," and this and that, and you know, I've always been into art. I used to draw and stuff like that. So it just really intrigued me. And, you know, I got my first one when I was 18. It was, you know, one of the cheesy ones that you pick off the wall in the poster. You know, I didn't know any better. And then I started really wanting automotive tattoos and automotive art. And so I just started thinking up ideas, and pretty much, I want to say like 98% of my tattoos are all automotive related, and I probably have close to 20 Cadillac tattoos now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Now the one, I don't know if it's on your left hand, it looks like a Cadillac wheel. That's one of the cool ones that I've seen. Obviously, I'm sure everybody's like, oh, it's right there on your hand. It sticks out. But what's your favorite tattoo that you have?
Oh man, that's a hard one. And it sucks too, because I literally just got tattooed Friday and the Friday before at SEMA.
Damn.
So it's something that's ever changing. I'm constantly getting ones, and you know, with every one I get, I'm like, oh my God, I love this one. But by far, I probably have to say my hands are my favorite. You know, I have the Cadillac script logo across my knuckles. And then on my left hand, I have an old school Caddy wire wheel. And then on the other hand, I have a 57 sombrero cap, Cadillac cap. So
sick. Man,
those are probably my favorite.
Hells yeah.
Well, and I kind of have to throw in, on my forearm, I have a portrait of my 65, which was one of my first, I think it actually was my second tattoo on my arm. So I'm pretty fond of that one. I've had it forever.
Damn. Well, I'm going to need like 20, Lincoln tattoos to catch up. So
better get on my level.
I know, right? I got to get to that next level. I love it. Like Snoop said, they never knew about the next level until Dre did it, or Exhibit actually said that. So that's what I'm talking
about.
Until
Caddy Queen did it.
Right, exactly. Boom, boom. Got to get the beat going. So, so Cadillac's a way of life for you in what I've seen, including like collecting some really badass stuff for your house. What are some of the cool yes. Cadillac items that you have for the crib, Christina?
Oh, man. I do have two couches. I have a 62 couch and I have a 59 couch. The 59 couch is just a repop, you know, just a fiberglass one. But Craigslist strikes again. I was cruising Craigslist one day, and I happened to be searching Cadillac on there, and sure as shit, this back half of a 62 Cadillac that a dude already cut off and just never fully made into a couch was on there for, I think it was like a couple $100.
Boom, right
there. And I was like, oh man. And it was super close to me. It was like maybe 15, 20 minutes. So what? I was like, I got to go grab that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I have some, a lot of people, you know, my parents would buy me stuff for Christmas here and there, Cadillac stuff, and they kind of went crazy. So I have a ton of wall signs or neons, and I actually was looking for Cadillac rugs, like dealership rugs, for a long, long, long time. And Luckily, I found one on eBay randomly last year, and it wasn't all that great with the graphics, but my buddy hit me up a few months back, and he was like, "Hey, I have these two Cadillac rugs, you know, I found on Craigslist. Do you want them?" And he ended up selling them to me. So now I have three of those, which are probably one of my other favorite pieces.
That's really, really, really badass. I wouldn't have ever thought of something like that, but there's so much culture with Cadillacs, and it's great when you love something so much that people are hitting you up and they're like, "Hey, check this out." I mean, that I love that. Someone will be like, "Hey, look at this Lincoln," or whatever. So it's really cool because it reinforces how much you really do love it when your friends are looking out for you.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised how many things I get sent. I actually just got tagged today in a 55 back half that was cut off, and it's about an hour from me, and the dude's selling it for $500. And I'm like, man, you people need to stop tagging me and stuff. I'm trying to build a car here.
Yeah, I know. My friend Tony Bolin, he's constantly helping me look for another Lincoln, and he literally, there's nobody I know that finds him throughout the U.S. I mean, he won't tell me all his secrets on how he does it. I know some of them, but it's like literally every day I wake up and I hear my phone go ding, 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 and I'm like, "Tony, stop fucking texting me." And then I look at my phone, he's like, "Oh, look at this one. Look at this convertible." I'm like, "No, I'm not looking." So
I know, and right before we started the interview, my brother it sends me a link on Instagram of a 63 that's bagged and pretty cheap locally. And I'm like, man, I don't need any more in the corral right now. I mean, you can never have too many, but
see, you're smart.
I really just need to focus.
You're smart. You know your limits. You know, you're like, "Ah, I think I'm good right now." You know, that's a smart woman right there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure kind of leads me to the next question. I'm sure you get hit on all the time because one, you're an awesome female, and two, you got a badass car. So how does it feel to rep in the awesome scene as a woman?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. Before the Female Mini Trucking Association started, I really didn't realize how many chicks there were, you know, in the scene. And it's kind of nice to see, you know, that there are girls out there doing it and whatnot. It's my car it seems to get a lot of attention. It's pretty crazy. Like I said, especially after I put the billets on it, and even after the LS swap, both those things just kind of push it over the top. And, it's definitely nice to see, just myself represent for the girls in the scene, but I still get asked all the time. I mean, every time, I mean, I could be driving it. I literally have Caddy Queen on the plates. I have Caddy Queen across the closeout panels above my radiator that are bead rolled. And they still ask me if it's, you know, "Oh, is that your boyfriend's or your husband's car?" And I'm like, "No, it's mine."
You just put your hand up and you're like, "Really? I mean, look at my hand."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, we commend you on the hustle, the continued determination that you have, Christina. I wanted to ask, like, what is it being a part of Awesome Club, like No Regrets? We had Ernie on before. What a great club. That's what the NR stands for. Everybody knows in your name, but what's it like?
I mean, it's okay. No, I'm just kidding.
I like that.
And Ernie, fuck that guy. No, he's cool.
Well, he sold me some scooters, you know, so he's all right.
He's all right. You know, not a lot of people know, but I started out in Freaks. You know, that was back when I had my C10 and, that's pretty much, you know, one of the only clubs that was really up in my area, and you know, things didn't work out, and I've been friends with Chad Cooper for a long time, and you know, he was getting ready to start the NorCal NR chapter, and I've always really looked up to NR. I've, you know, had met a ton of them before and seen them at the shows, and always liked the caliber and quality of rides that they had, and you know, just the camaraderie and the family atmosphere that they brought. And you know, I went down to SoCal and went to a meeting with Chad at Ernie's house, stayed at Ernie's house, and just from there I just always felt welcome, and you know, the rest is history. And I started petitioning. I don't remember what year I started petitioning, but I got my full logo in 2011 or 2012. So now, and you know, I don't see myself anywhere else.
Yeah. I really mean this, that I think it is a perfect club for you, because I think of what Ernie's been able to do with the club. And I think of like all the different kind of full sizes and, you know, his Impala and all the things, But I mean, you really fit in great, I think, to that crew. And I see you rep hard for the club, and that's that. I mean, hats off, Christina. So good.
Yeah,
stuff.
I try to. You know, gotta keep up with these other builds and these other boys and whatnot. But yeah, they definitely bring the heat with the rides. That's for sure.
Shit, I think they gotta keep up with you. So I like that. I like that.
So, some of them, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So back to Cadillacs. We alluded earlier to your 59. I've seen some pics on your Instagram page, which everyone make sure it's NR_caddy, CADDY queen. So NR_caddy queen. Can you share any plans that you have with the car? I mean, what's your, any insight?
I mean, that's all pretty top secret squirrel stuff, but.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
You know, it's funny because when I bought my 65, I envisioned it immediately how I wanted it. And the 59 is my dream car build. Everybody asks me, oh, is it done yet? And I'm like, I haven't even started it yet. I call it my retirement build because that's probably how long it'll take me to build it.
Nice,
but,
nice,
okay. You know, I mean, as far as like paint, I don't know. I mean, I've been toggling back and forth on wheels. It's definitely not getting big wheels just because I don't feel like it's correct on a 59. It's just not the style I want to go for. I kind of want to go for almost like a low rider style. It's definitely getting body dropped, which is going to be a lot of work, but you know, my brother's up for it.
Nice.
So I definitely want to try to have, you know, one of the lowest without a chop would be cool. Cause you definitely don't see a lot of people. First of all, a lot of people don't bag 59s because it quote unquote ruins them. But you definitely don't see them cut into them and body drop them. And I personally haven't seen a bodied one. So I definitely want to try to at least set that bar up there.
Well, I like how you've already stacked your chips. You know, you've got your other one about where you want it. Obviously, there's always going to be some tweaks. And then you've said, hey, boom, you were able to find another project. And you haven't jumped into it yet too early. You're kind of waiting, stacking your ideas and things like that. And I think it's good because once you get, you know,
right,
you can
port
the
other
one.
Right, and I'm getting
ready. Yeah, and boom, and move over to the other one.
Yeah, getting ready to start stacking parts. And I just actually started ordering stuff for it and, you know, renting a shop space at my brother's shop and take it up there. And, you know, when I get off work, head up there and, you know, start working on it and get it rolling. It's going to be a complete frame off. You know, I didn't do that with my 65. I mean, everything literally has been touched and gone through now, but you know, I want to do it with the 59 completely right, you know, from the get go.
Yeah. It is amazing what you can learn from a first build or a second build. And that's one good thing. Like you've gotten your hands dirty, so to speak. And I've learned a lot with like my S10 and now I know on my Lincoln, like, hey, I want to have it. I want to be able to drive it and things like that. But at the same time, when you got it blown apart, it's like sometimes you can go a little extra mile and you don't have to worry about something in the future. So I like the idea that you have there.
Right. And I mean, it kind of sucks because my 65, I kind of set my bar pretty high for myself. You know, everybody used to know me for my C10. Then everybody obviously knows me for my 65. And now it's like, damn, how do I even top that? So I think that's why, you know, like I said earlier, I really try to be different and, you know, do different things and try not to copy people and whatnot.
I like the philosophy. So to kind of change the subject to something a little bit more personal, I know you lost your mom in the not too, you know, recent past. And I recently lost my dad. How do you celebrate your mom and keep her memory fresh in your mind, Christina?
Well, I mean, it's definitely hard. It sucks. But, you know, right after it, I know we talked about tattoos earlier. One of the very first things I did after she passed was get a memorial tattoo for her. And, you know, that's something that I see every day and it's a constant reminder. And, you know, it wasn't just my dad who's into cars. My mom had a 67 Mustang that she had for 36 years.
Wow.
And, you know, there would be people that would stop by the house every single day and ask if she would want to sell it. And somebody could have offered her $1 million for that car and she wouldn't sell it. You know, it was her baby. So that got passed down to my brother and, well, actually technically my nephew, his son. And, you know, they're getting ready to completely, you know, restore it. It's going to be his first car.
Wow.
And, you know, they're going to, you know, my brother's going to teach him how to, you know, build on it and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just really through and through in my family.
Well, that's definitely amazing. And it's great when there's kind of, I'll call it an heirloom. You know, if you will, like a car. My mom used to always tell my dad, I remember when I had that, you know, late 60s Mustang and, you know, my dad supposedly made her sell it or something like that. But it's great when something can be kept within the family for that long. And even when someone kind of passes on, that they can remember someone by that. So I think, you know, thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, that's an awesome story.
Yeah, definitely.
So I can't conclude without asking, I'm a huge hip hop fan. You're from Sacktown. Do you listen to hip hop? Or, I mean, I know, you know, you had the Ice Cube playing one
do.
Day.
I mean, all old school stuff.
Okay. Yeah. See, I love the 90s. I mean, everything, even the 80s, when you think about NWA and Ice Cube and a lot of different artists. But are there any artists from your particular area that really stand out? Or do you mostly just listen to everything?
I pretty much listen to everything. It's actually pretty funny because my favorite rapper is an East Coast rapper, and that's Biggie. There's nobody like him to me. He's always been one of the greats to me. I could listen to his music on repeat. You know, a lot of the old school rappers, I mean, I'm not a huge, huge Tupac fan, but, you know, I do appreciate his lyrics, and he's pretty awesome as well. But as far as local rappers, I mean, Andre Nicotina is pretty dope, is one of my favorites. So,
yeah, a lot of people don't know who that is. And one of my buddy Dar moved from Cali. I met him in the late 90s, like around 99. And he was like, oh, man, you haven't heard of so-and-so and Three Times Crazy and Andre Nicotina. And I mean, all these different artists, you know, Keek the Sneak and all these guys from Cali. And I was like, I don't know. And then boom, I got, you know, I was like, okay, I'm addicted. So like, if you were to look at my Spotify radio playlist or Pandora, it's like everything Cali. But to your point, I mean, Biggie, he's classic. I love his line, invisible bully like the Gooch from Different Strokes. I mean, there's so many different badass artists, and it's got to be great to cruise in your Cadillac and just put your music on, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's nothing better. I mean, I can barely hear it because it's got straight pipes, but,
I like that.
But, you know, I crank it up and listen to it as much as I can.
Yeah, that's dope, Christina. Well, it's, you know, we try to value our guest time. It's definitely been a real pleasure kind of syncing up with you, relating to your drive, your determination, your contributions to the scene. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with the OLP Nation?
I mean, everybody should get a Cadillac.
Or a Lincoln.
I mean, I guess. I mean, that's second best to a Caddy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I tell you.
I got love for Lincolns.
Well, I'll tell you this. The thing that I'm jealous about Cadillacs is there's actually parts you can buy for those things, right? Like, I think if you need a fender or you need some things, you can buy it. I'm still pissed that I can't buy shit for my Lincoln. So.
Yeah, it's like Lincoln likes to do that. The 1 year only.
Right.
You know, Cadillac, pretty much every 2 years, they kind of kept the body styles the same, but did like little significant changes, like a 63 and 64 are very similar. And 65 and 66, everybody's like, oh yeah, those are the exact same. And I'm like, it's not even close. But, you know, the same concept body style, but they're so much different.
Yeah, for sure. Did you ever get to see Kurtz from Severed, Arizona, that recently went out to Hawaii?
Yes, I love that car. Neil actually owns it now. And,
yes.
You know, I've always loved that car. It's just the customization that Kurt did to that car definitely also sets the bar really, really high. It's just a very, very clean car.
Yeah, we saw it about 4 years ago when we went to Severn in the Southwest. We were hanging at his house, and I know like he had kind of let it sit for a while, for lack of better terms, but I always loved how he did that crazy seat in it where it like laid down like a bed, and he has like all these epic photos of the club mates in it and when they were working on it back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Cadillac seats are for. They're pretty much beds.
Yeah, I know. And it's cool that Neil has it. And I know a lot of hands went into that to get that thing out to Hawaii, which I think is fucking awesome. So, yeah, good stuff. I had to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Christina, like I said, we appreciate your time. We love having females on just as much as we like having females on more than males, I'll be honest. But it's good. I know you're not, quote unquote, a mini trucker, but you're down for the scene. And we love that. And we love that you rep hard and you take your Cadillacs all over. And we can't wait to see the 59. But like I said, anything you ever want to come on and share with us, you know, as you get further down the road, even if it's a couple years or whenever, on the 59, come back on, and we'll talk all about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could talk cars all day.
Awesome. Well, make sure you check out NR Caddy Queen on Instagram. And Christina, it's been a pleasure, and we appreciate everything you do. We got you.
Appreciate it.
Come on. Ha, sicker than your average. Pop a twist cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit stink. Big Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right. It's a head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been fool since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, bruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls walk to us. Wanna do us. Screw us. Who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Like Starsky and Hutch, stick the clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it, nigga flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. To DKNY, Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty boy the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dicks. Frank White push the stick. Called the Lexus, LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tents if I want some ass. Gon' blast, squeeze first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, note for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy. Richer than Richie, so you niggas come and get me.
Can't you see, sometimes your words is broken your soul. Biggie, can't you see?